Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from Psalm 27, verse 14.
Amen.
It's the book of Psalms, 27th chapter, verse 14. It reads as follows. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I want to speak today on the topic, wait on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
The dictionary describes the word wait as to remain stationary in readiness or expectation. Mm-hmm. The word wait from its original Greek Hebrew translation means to patiently tarry, to expect. We as humans find waiting for anything to be very difficult. Would you agree?
Yes.
It is human nature to want everything immediately without any wait time.
That's true.
Here are some examples. Mm-hmm. We had some fun, okay? Mm-hmm. We buy something to cook. Mm-hmm. The oven says to cut the oven on for 400 to 400 preheat, mm-hmm. and then to cook it for 35 to 40 minutes, right? The microwave says, put it in there and put it on 7 minutes and it's done.
Yes.
More people are using a microwave because they don't want to wait to cook it in an oven. Would you agree?
That's true.
Let's talk about rush hour. I noticed that the other day. Rush hour. That's when you sit in traffic and you don't really go anywhere.
That's right.
Right? You're just waiting.
That's right.
People don't like to wait.
No.
So much so that every state is now building express lanes where you can pay an extra amount of money so you don't have to wait. Wow. Right?
Right.
Or you've seen it on the roads where people will get on the shoulder of the road just to get through.
That's right.
Right? Which is illegal, but they don't care because they can't wait.
Can't
right?
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Traffic lights. Mm. You've seen it. I have. The light turns yellow just as you get to the intersection. Mm-hmm. I don't know what speed you were going when you got to that point, but you increase your speed to get through the light.
That's right.
Because you don't want to sit at the red light and wait for another 3-4 minutes before it changes green again.
That's true.
That's because we don't want to wait, right?
That's right.
What about car appointment? I just had one. You ask the dealer two questions. How much will it cost? That's the first question you ask, right?
Right.
And then you ask, how long will it take, right?
That's right.
You always want to know how long it takes.
Before we get there.
Yeah. The money is it, but waiting is a problem.
Yes.
Speaking of waiting, what about at a doctor's appointment, right? People will not go to the doctor because they don't feel like waiting, right?
True.
Very true.
Yes.
They will put it off for as long as they can or find a nice facility that'll see you and you can wait in your car. I don't have to give any names, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, yes.
But waiting is always a problem with the doctor, with the dentist, with the eye doctor, et cetera, et cetera. Wherever you go for health reasons, you gotta wait.
That's true.
Right? And people really put these things off for that reason. I noticed something the other day when my wife and I went to the grocery store. They got these express lines, right?
Yes.
Where you self-serve yourself.
Yes.
They didn't used to have that. They came up with that because people did not want to wait, right?
That's true.
And so when you have more than 10 to 12 items,
yes,
you can't go through the express because it'll take you just as long as it would somebody ring you up, right?
That's right.
So what you do instead is try and find a line with the least amount of people.
Yes.
Or somebody who's working the register who's quicker
yes.
than everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because we don't want to wait.
Yeah.
Right? That I'm just giving you some examples to start with.
Yeah.
The reason why we have trouble waiting is very simple. Right?
Right.
We do not have the patience to wait. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Patience is an acquired ability. Without patience, we will continue to have problems with waiting. Would you agree?
Wow.
I'm going to hit on that again in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
the scripture also tells us to wait and expect. To expect takes faith. You must believe and have confidence that God will be there for you in every circumstance. Mm-hmm. It takes courage to believe in something that you cannot see. Hebrews 11:1, right?
It does.
The scripture also states that he shall strengthen thine heart. If we ask the Lord, hear this very carefully. If we ask the Lord for courage, we will have courage to wait on him.
Yes.
The Lord will also give us patience to wait as well. Mm. All we have to do is ask. Mm. But we don't have the patience to do that. Okay? We want immediate results from God.
Immediate
results. And God is on his own timetable.
Yes.
He has his own way of doing things. It's never going to be the way we expect it because that's why he's God.
Right.
But it's going to come if we wait patiently. Hmm. And that's been the biggest problem. Hmm. So how do we wait? It's so hard. You ask God for direction or something, right?
Yes.
Lord, help me. I'm trying to find a new home. God help me, I'm trying to find a new job.
Yeah.
And then we go about with our own strength, mm-hmm. trying to accomplish something we ask God to accomplish for us, right?
Yeah.
We won't wait. Mm-mm. So let me tell you something. The benefits of waiting on the Lord is as follows. Mm-hmm. We will not make any rash decisions that could have been avoided by simply waiting on the Lord, right?
Amen.
And we have made many a decision because we couldn't wait for an answer.
That's true.
We pray and we don't wait for an answer.
That's true.
We'll go to God. We'll empty our heart with what we want. What we want, this, that, and this. Mm-hmm. And then we'll leave. Mm-hmm. We won't sit there quietly after we pray and say, okay, Lord, talk to me. If we did that, waiting, we could avoid a whole lot of mess. Would you agree with me?
That's true.
A whole lot of mess. But we will not wait because we do not ask God for the strength and the courage to do so. Hmm. And the patience. We don't ask. So we are missing the boat on a lot of blessings. My next point. We miss the blessing of trusting God enough to know that he will answer whatever we're waiting for, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going off script because this is highly important. Mm-hmm. We always, always be impatient and we miss so many things that God had lined up for us, but we took it upon ourselves to do something else instead of waiting. Mm-hmm. Anybody can relate to that?
Yeah,
I know I can.
Yeah.
It's happened to me more than once.
Yeah.
We fail to realize that by waiting on the Lord, we're showing God that we, A, trust him, right? Mm-hmm. B, we believe that he's going to do whatever we ask him to do. Yeah. And we also, by waiting, we acknowledge the fact that God is God.
Amen.
You know, I hate to put it in these terms, but if we don't trust God, then that's the biggest sin we can do.
Wow.
That's a sin. Trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not on thy own understanding, right?
Yes.
It's a sin. We need to trust the Lord when we ask for something. We need to wait on the Lord to receive whatever we ask for. God has a plan for each and every last one of us. But the problem is we don't wait for that plan. Hmm. We go out on our own and do things our way. I'm going to give an example, real life example, of what happens when you do wait. Okay?
Okay.
I will use myself, and this is all to glorify God, not me, okay?
Okay.
I had debt. I'm not the only person in the world that's had debt, okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I had $72,000 worth of debt. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And before then, I was trying to do it myself. Mm-hmm. So I asked the Lord to help me get out of debt. And the strangest thing happened. I actually waited. Hmm. And actually listened. Hmm. And God gave me a plan to get out of debt. And that's $72,000 3 years ago. In exactly, praise the Lord, in less than 20 days from now, all of that $72,000 debt will be gone. Why? Because I waited. Praise the Lord. All because I waited for his plan, not my own. Because my plan wasn't working. If it was, I wouldn't have had $72,000 worth of debt, right? But his plan said, you know what? You're going to have to be patient.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You're going to have to do things you're not used to doing, like saving money, right?
Yes.
You're going to have to not buy things that you really want.
Wow.
You're going to have to be strict and adhere to my plan for it to work.
That's something.
And because I waited for that plan, and I trusted that his plan was right, and knowing my plan didn't work, which made it easy to trust his plan, okay? Just being honest.
Yeah.
So by me doing that, to God be the glory, he's taking care of that debt. 20 days from now, $72,000 debt will be eliminated. In 3 years.
3 years.
Now, I'm not a rich man. I'm not a mathematician. And to the outside world, that seems impossible. But I'm here to tell you, saints, nothing is impossible when it comes to God. I'm a living witness.
Amen.
But it all comes back to the same thing. Waiting on the Lord and trusting him.
Amen.
Saints, we've heard this scripture many, many times before. But now we know the meaning of it, right?
Yes.
If we ask the Lord for patience and courage, we can easily wait on the Lord and expect positive results. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord.
Yes.
Thank you first for getting me out of debt. I got to just come out with it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this word, Lord. It blessed me.
Yes.
I'm a living witness of it. I pray that it'll bless others, that they'll hear it and receive it and just wait on you, Lord.
Yes.
Just wait on your perfect plan because you are a perfect God.
Yes,
there's
are.
No wrong in you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's no wrong in you at all, Lord. You are God.
Yes.
Whatever you do is perfect. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That's why you're God. That's why we should wait on you and trust you,
Lord.
And have the courage to say, you know what? I don't care what I was thinking.
Yes.
I'm going to lay that down to what you know, Lord.
Yes.
Because you
yes.
know all things.
Yes. Yes.
Help us, oh Lord, and come to that conclusion, Lord.
Yes. Lord.
To know that all we have to do, Lord, is ask you.
Yes.
Ask you for patience and the courage to really believe and let go of our own beliefs and stuff.
Yes. Lord.
That you will guide our path.
Yes.
Wait on the Lord is the best thing we can do.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the clarification of this word.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Lord, that your word will not come back void. May you be glorified in this world and touch many, Lord, many.
Yes, Lord.
So they can understand, Lord, what waiting on the Lord is really about.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I thank you for using me, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. I thank you for this word. May it touch others and may you be glorified. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.